Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the fifth Sunday of the ordinary time. Today the readings speak both of the suffering people's cry and God answering them through the compassionate ministry of Jesus. The first reading from the book of Job presents us with the profound suffering that Job endured. He compares his days on those of herd workers longing for the night to come to find some relief from his pain. It reminds us the earthly of human suffering, how it can often leave us feeling overwhelmed and dispersed. We can respond with Job's cry in our own lives when faced with struggles. We may question God's plan and wonder why we must endure hardship. The psalmist who reminds us that it is the Lord who brings us hope and healing. The psalmist praises God for his power and faithfulness, of his ability to lift the downtrodden and heal the brokenhearted. The psalmist reminds us that it is God who gives purpose to our lives, providing comfort and strength in times of turmoil. The second reading from St. Paul's letter to Corinthians, we see how his purpose is grounded in serving others and spreading the gospel. He willingly becomes a servant to all, seeking to win as many as possible for Christ. Paul's sense of purpose comes from knowing that he has been entrusted with a sacred mission, one that requires him to set aside his preference and comfort for the sake of others. In today's gospel, we witness Jesus, the essence of selfless love and compassion. After a long day of serving and healing the sick, Jesus reflects to a quiet place to pray. His moment of communication with his Father repels and struggles him for his mission. The communication with his Father, it helps also strengthen his mission. Jesus found solace in prayer. We too must cultivate a regular prayer life that nourishes our relationship with God and empower us to serve others. In the first reading paragraph, we see Jesus goes to the house of Simon and Andrew and heals Simon's mother-in-law. Then we can see a lot of people coming to Jesus to get healing and to listen to his preaching. After spending that entire evening for the people, on the next day, Jesus get up earlier in the morning and going for his personal communication with the Father. When his disciples found him, he tells them that he was planning to go to the neighboring places for his ministry. Here, I would like to communicate two things with you in connection with this gospel passage. First one is, Jesus was a person who was totally committed to his mission. He had a very clear plan how he wanted to execute his mission as well. We know if we do not consciously occupy our mind will keep us occupied, and that will not be very healthy. Jesus was a person who consciously occupied his time. Some of us might have this problem of simply idling away our time. Some of us may have spending long hours with a mobile, watching YouTube videos and Instagram reels and so on. It is very important that we consciously occupy our mind. We need to have a control over the time that we have, so that we can consciously plan and make things happen to us. But some of us might be feeling that instead of we controlling the time is controlling us. What we can do? If you want to make a difference in our life, be like Jesus as a person totally committed to what he was given to do. The first thing is to do is what Jesus did at the beginning of the day. Proverbs chapter 16 verses 3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, for that your plans will be successful." We saw Jesus getting up early in the morning and going to be with the Father. He might have been discerning with the Father and seeking the Father's will in the plan that he had. We too need to do that. We need to present to the Lord daily the plans of our hearts through our prayers. Now the entire month of January is gone. When we look on the entire month of January, do we feel that we have not really achieved much? We have to think our own life, what we did today, what we did last week, what we did last month. Am I utilized my time or not? The second thing is, in Psalms verses, chapter 19 verses 2, we read, "Teach me to count my days, so that I may gain a wise heart." Here, the psalmist actually says about the shortness of human life, that we should be aware so that we will be wise in our dealings. Look at what he says, "Teach me to count my days, so that I may gain a wise heart," or "I may gain wisdom." A wise person is one who counts his hours that he has. And we learn to count our hours and plan things with the determination to achieve something before an appointment time. We grow in wisdom as well. We need to be Jesus, committed all our plans and decisions to the Lord. So, first of all, whenever something happens in your life, trust in the Lord. Put your anxieties in front of your Father. Ask Him help. No doubt He will speak. He will be with you. That's why everybody says, I most probably I like to say to everybody, try to find out a little time in your life every day for a silent moment in the morning or in the evening. Be with the God. Try to hear the word of God about your life. Live according to it. Plan your life according to the will of God, not according to your will. If you plan your life according to God's will, He will make wonders through your life. But the thing is, we are planning and executing according to our own will. Most probably, our efforts are become failure because of that. Ask God's help. That's a paragraph. Today's paragraph, God says, Jesus says to us, before you going to any do any work in your life, it may be small or big, ask a help from God. Put your plans in front of God. God will help you a lot. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us not waste our time. Let us plan out what we want to achieve through our life. Amen.